New Hampshire National Guard Sergeant Zach Bozzi has already served three tours of duty in Bosnia, Kosovo, and Iraq, and he's just re-enlisted, knowing that his unit will be headed for Afghanistan after the first of the year. We first met Sergeant Bozzi this past summer. He was one of several soldiers who filmed their experience in Iraq for a documentary called The War Tapes.
You leave the wire. Your main concerns are IEDs, which are improvised explosive devices. And the other one is RPGs, which are rocket-propelled grenades, bazookas, whatever you want to call them.
I spoke with Zach Bozzi again yesterday, and I asked him why he decided to re-enlist.
I primarily decided to re-enlist because I heard about the deployment to Afghanistan. They were looking for volunteers to go on a mission where it's called embedded trainer teams, and you work with and mentor the Afghani army. It seemed like something that I would be good at, something I would enjoy doing, and something exciting. And I also think our efforts in Afghanistan are noble, and I thought maybe volunteering with that would help out such efforts.
But you've been deployed three times. Why mm-hmm. go back?
Well, being a soldier is who I am. It's something I enjoy doing. It gives me meaning. I've been in the military my entire adult life, and I'm always happiest when I'm in uniform. I'm not trying to come off here with all this patriotic puff. It's not the case. It's just that it's my enjoy doing. Let's say I graduate and got a job in an office somewhere. I can't really say I'd be happy. I'd probably be miserable, if anything.
It's interesting to listen to you talk about the war because it's clear in talking to you and in watching the film that you have certain misgivings about the war, specifically the war in Iraq, and also about the commander-in-chief. And yet, you decided to re-up. Help me understand that.
Well, like most Americans, I do have my political and personal beliefs. That doesn't stop when you go in the Army. Except in the Army, you just put those in the back burner and you do what you're told, as you should be. At the end of the day, members of our military, we serve at the will of our government and the pleasure of our commander-in-chief, regardless of what political colors and ideological beliefs are. That's just the way it is, and that's the way it always will be, and it must be.
Sergeant Bozzi, just so I understand, what are your misgivings about the conflict in Iraq?
I think the war in Iraq, roughly 3,000 soldiers have died. Several thousand have been maimed, and upwards of almost 100,000 Iraqis have been killed. So I feel like if Americans really support a war, they need to learn about it. You need to know exactly what you're supporting and what you're getting. If you look back at the wars we've had over the years, in World War II, there was rationing of goods and products and services. Yeah, Vietnam was supported by draft. This war is very interesting. You're being told, well, we're going to give you a tax cut, not a tax hike. I guess we'll borrow the money to finance this war. To me, that's been the most unfortunate effect of this war, that patriotism has become just jargon. It's become a noun, an adjective, certainly not a verb, and maybe a verb to talk, but not to walk.
Your mother has had a very difficult time with your repeated deployments, and you see that in a number of heartbreaking segments in the documentary The War Tapes. When you first emailed me to say that you were planning to re-up, you noted at that point that you had not told your mother yet.
No.
How did that conversation go when you eventually told her?
Well, I've yet to tell her I'm going to Afghanistan. I'm waiting until
Christmas. She doesn't know?
No. I don't. Yeah, I haven't told her yet. I'm waiting until after Christmas because we don't leave. The whole thing doesn't kick off till early next year, in the second month, or third month. So I feel like if I tell her 3 or 4 months in advance, that would just prolong the stress more than it needs to be. I hope you understand where I'm coming from here.
I don't. This is a tough one.
You're
willing to
talk
to me about it, but you're not. Many others, but you haven't told your mother yet. Why are you avoiding that conversation?
Because I think as soon as I let her know, regardless how I try to rationalize with her, she's going to go in in stress mode, and I'm trying to save her that.
Sergeant Zach Bozzi, it's always good to talk to you. Please take care of yourself. Please stay safe. Good luck with that conversation with your mother when it finally happens. And please come back and talk to us again.
I will do. I think I might get in trouble if she finds out about it on the radio.
I think you might.
So I might have to call her right now.
I think that'd be a good idea.
I will do. It was good talking to you, Michelle.
You too.